Good evening. It's good to see everyone that is out this evening. We thank you so much for joining with us as we continue our time today and studying from God's Word and singing songs of praise to Him and to offer up worship in a way that is worthy of the wonderful Savior that we have. And so I appreciate you so much for coming out and being with us. As to the meeting that is coming up, of course, we want to keep that in mind. And I noticed we were out of invitations this morning. There's should be about 100 or so there, probably closer to 150 that are out there now. The handouts, there's still some mailers out there. And I've got some more that are ready to cut as soon as services are over. And so I'll have those cut for you. So go ahead and grab all that you want. And if you grab them all, I'll hang around a little bit longer and print up some more. And if you want some throughout the week, just give us a call. One of us are usually around the house, and you can come by and get some. But we want to be passing out as many as possible. There is the invitation on Facebook. For those of you that are on Facebook, you need to be sending it to all of your friends. I sent it to all of mine, but all of your friends aren't all of my friends, and so you can reach a whole lot more. And again, these are the wonderful thing about gospel meetings nowadays is they're not just in the building. We have, and I was looking around a few websites today, and it just reminded me of just how nice it is that we have our own server here, and therefore we've got all the sermons that have ever been preached here that were successfully recorded. And usually most congregations have maybe 15 or 20 that are readily available, whereas we've got over 500, is that right, that are readily available. And all of these will be available as well, as long as the recordings go well. And so when you have friends say that I can't be there, encourage them to go online. Take the card. There's the website is on the back of the invitations. Point them to that. If they're of an older generation and the internet's not going to be their thing, tell them I'll get you CDs. If you're interested, I'll get you CDs. We'll make those available. And if they're even older school than that, we'll find a way to make them a tape recording. But we'll get it to them in one way or another. And we just want to make sure that the gospel that is being preached this next week gets out everywhere. And that's what I want to talk about this evening is the idea of preparing for a gospel meeting. There's a lot of prep work that goes into a gospel meeting. We were just discussing in the business meeting, future gospel meetings, trying to get things lined up until, I think we've got it to 2013 and some that are possibles in years to come and trying to get those lined up. And there's a lot that goes in trying to find a preacher. There are a number, as was brought up in the business meeting, there are a number of false teachings that are going on in those who claim to be brethren. In fact, where my in-laws attend, they just this was their preacher's last Sunday, and he kind of let them know exactly how far off the deep end he had gone with his eschatology that he's following, and the idea that the Bible is just a bunch of stories, and it just kind of shows us how God deals with mankind, and that pretty much opens us up to do whatever we want in a way that we want God to be in a way we think God needs to be pleasing to us. And so there's a lot that goes into trying to find that we feel will bring the truth of the Word of God and make sure that they present the gospel in the way that it should be presented and that they'll be able to present it effectively. We don't just go out and just look through and find names and go, okay, well, I've never heard of this guy, but, you know, we're going to have him come in here. We try to look through and get to know the men that we bring in as much as possible. There's a lot that goes into that. There's a lot that goes into the preacher who's preparing. I've already have been working on preparing myself for the meeting that I'm holding in June. And I know Brother Larry, from what I've heard of him, I think I have met him once, but from what I've heard of him, he's a good fella, and I guarantee you he's been preparing himself for the preaching of the lessons. And so he's putting a lot of prep work into the gospel meeting with the topics that were provided to him and preparing himself to be able to present those lessons. He's putting a lot of effort into that. There's effort that goes into preparing the invitations, trying to get it designed, getting it copied, getting it cut, getting them out there, making sure that there's plenty out there for you, getting the invitation sent off to other congregations, preparing other things. There's a lot that goes into a gospel meeting. There's a lot of background things that go into a gospel meeting. But we, oftentimes, I've heard brethren, gospel meetings just aren't what they used to be. I can't tell you how many times I've heard brethren say things like that. They're just not what they used to be. You know, we used to have visitors just pouring in, and we used to have numbers of restorations in a gospel meeting, have numbers that were baptized, and we just can't get people in to the gospel meeting anymore. And I just want to say tonight, the gospel meeting is what you will make it to be. You will set the tone for this gospel meeting. to some gospel meetings are long, boring waste of time that we have to go to because we're members of the local congregation. And if we don't show up at least a majority of the nights, then somebody's going to be calling us up and asking where we were. And so we go and we come in and we rush in and we rush out and we just really don't get anything out of it. And then others look at gospel meetings as a time that is exciting. A time that is to be anticipated. Something that we look at as a chance to be reinvigorated, to really encourage ourselves and to strengthen ourselves and to preach the gospel. And I believe that at least a part of all of us present here this evening would like for the meeting next week to be exciting, to be invigorating. And so tonight I want to remind us of a few things that we can do that will help that to be true. And we've talked about some of these things before, but there's just three P's. Sometimes it helps to have these things in a way that they're easier to remind. Three P's to help us, and I hate saying that, but that will help us in making this gospel meeting more effective. And we've talked about this before, but you just cannot emphasize enough the need to pray. If you have not already been praying for the meeting, you better start. The Scriptures tells us very clearly in James chapter 5 and verse 16 that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. How many here are unrighteous? Unrighteous. How many of us are, let me rephrase that since some people are taking it the wrong direction. How many of us are striving to be righteous? How many of us want to be righteous in the sight of God? Guess what? Your prayers are to be heard. We oftentimes leave it to one or two individuals. We think, well, they're the righteous ones, therefore God's going to hear their prayers. And if you don't think God is listening to your prayers, we need to stop the sermon right now, and everybody needs to get down on their knees and start praying to God for forgiveness. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, pay attention to those words there. The effective, fervent prayer. That doesn't mean you just sit there and go, God, please be with me in the gospel meeting. Done. All right, preacher told me I had to pray. I prayed. I'm done. That's not fervent at all. Fervent really has the idea of a fire being built up and a great amount of zeal. And so let's set aside multiple times throughout the day, throughout the rest of this week and the week that follows, to be praying for the gospel meeting, to pray for ourselves, to pray for the preacher that he will have a good remembrance of the things that he's studied. And we say that phrase too much and really lose our meaning, but that he understands what he's going to talk about and that he's able to give it in a good way. That he has the strength, that he has a safe journey. Pray for the preacher that he is able to be an effective speaker. Pray for those that we're giving the invitation to. You know, how many times do we just go and invite someone and that's it? That's the last. We don't ever talk to them again. Well, I invited them. I did my responsibility. And, well, that's a step in the right direction. Just hand them an invitation. That's a step in the right direction. But you know what you can do? You can pray before you go out and hand out invitations. You got that morning and you've decided, all right, I'm going to give so-and-so at work an invitation to the meeting. Pray to God. God, please be with me as I give this invitation. Give me the strength that I need to speak in the way that I should. And this person will have an open heart ready to accept the invitation that's being offered. Is that going to hurt you? Is that going to take up too much of your time? And then after you've given that invitation, if you're giving them to specific people, now when you're passing them out to 600-700 people, and you might not be able to do this, but keep a record of those that you've given an invitation to. And then at night, sit down and pray to God. God, I've offered invitations to the gospel meeting to this person. Will you please work on his heart or her heart or their heart that they'll have a desire to come and hear the Word of God. That they'll have a desire to hear the Word of God in whatever way that they can. Praying needs to be done. Again, the effective prayer of a righteous man, and that's a righteous woman as well. That's a generic man there. We all are striving for righteousness. So we all need to be praying. It avails much. And so if we want the gospel meeting to be a success, let's begin by praying. The second idea there that I want us to keep in mind is to prepare to attend. This is another problem that people seem to have. They leave it up to others and well, I forgot about the gospel meeting coming up and I planned my vacation. I forgot about the gospel meeting coming up and I told my boss I could work nights that week. This gospel meeting has been on the books for quite some time. We've announced the dates most of this year already. You've been given ample warning that the gospel meeting is coming up. We've been announcing it at every worship service. It's been an announcement on the PowerPoint every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. There's no reason for us to go, I forgot the gospel meeting is next week. You should already have been preparing to attend. But you need to continue to prepare. Because life likes to throw curveballs at us, doesn't it? You know, you get ready to go and do something and something happens and we need to be preparing ourselves to attend. We need to be setting our mind that when someone asks us out to dinner, we can go, all right, well, if we can meet for dinner at 5, then you can come to church with me afterwards. We need to be preparing ourselves to attend. Part of that preparing ourselves to attend is to make sure that we're here, to make sure that we're taking advantage of these things, that we're doing all that we can. Some might be thinking, gas is $4 a gallon. That's going to be expensive to go back and forth every night. Well, that's where that preparation to attend comes into, well, I know I'm going to be spending a lot more on gas next week because I'm going to be there every night, so I need to cut out my Cokes this week. I need to cut out stopping and getting coffee. I need to cut out doing this. I need to cut that. I'll cut back on my meals whenever I go out to eat. I'll skip some of those. We need to watch our expenses so we can make sure that we have enough money so that we have enough gas to get back and forth to the services. Do you understand? You have to do your part to prepare yourself to attend. The preacher is already preparing himself here. He's doing all that he can to prepare himself. We're preparing the building. A number came out yesterday and prepared the building and the area around. And I apologize for not being here. It's just a complete slip of the mind. But a number came out and worked on these things and prepared the building for the gospel meeting. And we need to be preparing ourselves to attend. If you would look with me in Hebrews chapter 10. In Hebrews chapter 10, there in verse 24, let's go ahead and begin reading in verse 23. Hebrews 10 and verse 23, the author of Hebrews says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." This week is going to be a chance for us to stimulate one another, to encourage one another, to help build one another up. And you're going to do one of two things this next week. You're either going to play your part in stimulating one another, or you're going to play your part in discouraging one another. And really, that's the two choices that you have. We need to understand that. That's our two choices. We're either going to help encourage one another by doing everything that we can to be present each and every night, or we're going to be doing what we can to discourage our brothers and sisters in Christ by not making ourselves available to be here. It's really the way that it is. And I believe that all present here would like to be an encouragement to their brothers and sisters in Christ. But, you know, we get so caught up in this world and we're so busy and we're running and life gets us down and life throws us curveballs. And, well, we need our brethren. And this is a chance for us to be together even more than we normally are. And so let's do what we can to prepare to attend. And then the last thing I want to give you this evening is promote. Promote the meeting. Now, when we think of someone promoting something, I'd like to tell you about a movie I went to see recently. It was really good. I mean, just a really good movie. You gonna go see it? Some of you just about fell asleep while I was saying that. And you're not going to go see that movie. You go and you try to find something to watch and you look and you see what the buzz is. What's the buzz? What movies are they talking about? And then that you'll help use that to decide as to whether or not you're going to go and watch that movie after you've decided whether or not it's worth something to be watching anyway. We need to be promoting the meeting. this should be on the tip of our lips all week long. The gospel meeting. Whether we're inviting people to the gospel meeting or we're just talking about the gospel meeting. You know, you could just, you know, walking around, man, I'm really excited. Next week we're having our gospel meeting. Brother Larry Ping's coming to hear to preach the gospel. And I'm really looking forward to having a chance every night to hear the gospel preached, to be with my brothers and sisters in Christ, to encourage one another, and to sing songs of praise. I just can't wait. How many of us have used that phrase? I can't wait for the gospel meeting next week. Now let's be honest. How many of us have uttered that phrase to any of our friends, to our family, or even to ourselves, I can't wait for the gospel meeting next week? But how many times have we heard people say, I can't wait till Harry Potter comes out in July? Oh, that final issue of Harry Potter, that final movie, can't wait till that comes out. You may, if you hang around me over the next couple of years, you'll hear, well, I can't wait till The Hobbit hits the screens next December. I can't wait for this, or I can't wait for that. Why? Because we're excited about it. Being the son of a preacher, I've spent most every month of my life. I can't wait till the beginning of the month when the support checks come in. And we get to eat some fresh food, not something that's been sitting in the freezer since we put it in there last July. We're excited about things. Are you excited about the meeting? Honestly. If you're not excited, you're not going to be a good promoter of the gospel meeting. And we need to be about this week promoting the gospel meeting, doing all that we can, talking it up. There are so many different ways that we can do it. We can call up our friends and speak excitedly about the gospel meeting. We can send emails. We can start talking about it on Facebook, looking forward to it. You know, I can't wait. Our gospel meeting begins. There's so many things that we can do when we're at work. Well, what are you going to be doing next week? Oh, let me tell you, we've got a gospel meeting coming up, and I'm just really excited to be there. It starts Sunday morning, and it goes all the way through to Friday. I get to hear the gospel preached every single night next week. And if you're talking like that all week long, people are going to catch on. And they're going to wonder why you're so excited. What is it about this that is so exciting? And it's going to catch their attention more than if you just take them an invitation and say, I'd like for you to come and visit us for a gospel meeting. The preacher said I had to hand out some of these. And Nathan said that if I took these cards, I had to make sure I passed them all out. And they're sitting in my car. And the meeting begins tomorrow. And I got to get rid of them. So, here. Is that going to encourage someone to come? Talk about it. Promote the gospel meeting. Don't think, well, the preacher's sending out invitations. Don't think, well, there's already been a number of invitations sent. Yeah, I've sent out probably around 700-800 invitations already. Others have sent out close to that number. I've got more that I'll be sending out in just a day or so. But what about you? Well, Sister So-and-so, she's good about sending out invitations. That's quite a bit of invitations, and they're all being sent out. And Nathan was taking some and passing them out in the mailboxes of the teachers and everything. So that's all of the teachers at Brook County. They all know about it. I can just sit back. No. If you want this gospel meeting to be a success, and how many of us don't, is there anyone present here that wants the gospel meeting to fail? Then you need to be doing your part. And even if you've already passed out 600, 700 invitations, even if you've already invited a number of people, there's still a whole week left to invite a whole lot more. And as I've said, every gospel meeting, we have until 7 o'clock Friday evening, even 7:15 Friday evening, to continue to invite people to the gospel meeting. That's 2 weeks, just about, that you've got to promote this gospel meeting, but you need to be excited about it. And if you're not, get there. What excites us? Things that interest us. Are we interested in the Word of God? Let me ask us a question. I'm going to go for audience participation. Anybody not interested in the Word of God? Anyone? Not interested in the Word of God? Anyone not interested in the lost being taught the Word of God? Anyone? Anyone want to raise their hand for that? If you truly are interested in the Word of God and the saving of souls, then this should be an exciting time for you. This gospel meeting will be what you make it to be. Put it on your shoulders. The success of this gospel meeting lies with you. Don't turn and think about what brother so-and-so has always done or sister so-and-so has always done or what I've heard that brother, sister so-and-so were doing and they're going out and they're passing out invitations. This gospel meeting's success or failure lies firmly in your lap. And so, I encourage you, as I have before and as I will continue to do, I encourage you to pray. Pray for the meeting. Pray for the preacher. Pray for yourself. Pray for those that you're inviting. Prepare yourself to attend. Make all the preparations that are necessary, whether it's cutting back on things that you're doing this week so that you have enough money for gas for the gospel meeting so that you can be there every night, or preparing yourself, if you haven't already, making sure that each night is available, that you've canceled anything that has been jumping in the way. Prepare yourself to attend. And then happily, excitedly, like your soul depends on it, because it does, promote the gospel meeting. Do what you can to make this gospel meeting a success. And then when all is said and done, a lot of times we say, well, I've invited all these people and they don't come. Be proud of the fact that you worked hard in the kingdom. That you sowed the seed. It's not up to you as to how people respond. It's up to you as to what you do. If you're here this evening, you need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we want to extend that opportunity that you might come forward, confess your belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repent of your sins, be buried in baptism. If you're here, you've obeyed the gospel at some point in time in your life, but you've not been a faithful servant, then you need to start praying to God for forgiveness. If there's something that you would like your brothers and sisters in Christ to be aware of and to pray on your behalf, then let it be known now as we stand and as we sing.